Today's daf in Besechet Mura is daf Yud Zayin, and we're going to start at the Mishnah on daf Tet Zayin Omud Beit. Chomer mikodashim mi bitmura. The chomer bitmura mi bikodashim. And so this Mishnah continues on with the pattern of the Mishnayot in our parak, in which we compare various issues and show the differences between them. Now we're talking about the difference between kodashim, that are the original kedusha that you make, and kadashim, that are the expressions of an act of tumura. There's differences, and each side is a chumra over the other. So we begin by describing chomer b'kadashim b'tumura, because kadashim, the original kadash, hegdash rishon, as we've called it until now, is capable of making a tumura. So it's osin tumura, whereas the tumura itself, the aim tumura osa tumura. As we saw earlier, the tumura itself is limited to just being Kodesh itself, but it will not make another tumura. Another chumra of Kodeshim is that a tzibur and a shutafim can be makdishim. Obviously, they do all the time. Avalo nemirim, but as we learned out earlier, you cannot make a tumura unless you are a yachid. Another chumra is that magdishin, original hegdesh, you could even be magdishin ubar, which is inside of another animal, and the kedusha is chal. And you could be magdish an aver of an animal, so you say, hare ragla shalzo ola. What happens is the entire thing turns into an ola. But if you try to do it more in that way by being maimer on an uber, or by being maimer on an aver, in that case, if the animal of chulin is only an uber or an aver, the tumura is not chal. This, of course, is going aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out from beima biveima, and there's no chalot of tumura under those circumstances. Chomer b'tumura b'kodeshim. On the other hand, the chomra of tumura is as follows, because the kedusha of a tumura, as we've seen, can be chala even on a behemoth which is a baalat mum kavua, and nonetheless, it's even though if I tried to be magish behemoth that is a baalat mum mikaro, there'd be nothing I could do. A tumura works. Furthermore, ve'eni yotzei l'chulin, you cannot be pode a tumura ligazez le'aved. You can, in that case, obviously you can't do that for kachim where the mum was not kodem lekdeshan. But if the mum was kodem lekdeshan, all that's there is kedushat amim, then if you're paid it, it would go out completely. You could work with it, you can shear its wool, and so on. But a tumura has actual kedushat aguf, so that even if you're paid it, you cannot do gizava avodah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, another chumra tumura of kachim, is that asa, the Torah considers a shogeg to be the equivalent of a mazit bitmura, and there's no way to change it. We're going to see what that means, that the Gemara is going to ask. The law says shogeg ke mazit bikodashim, but by mukodashim, you cannot, if you did something bishogeg, it would not be the same as a mazit. And again, we're going to see precisely who this is going according to, and what is it precisely referring to. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hakil Ayin. There's a difference in that an animal that was born from two separate meaning. Let's say you have a Tayash and a Rachel. So you have a goat and a ewe, which is a sheep. Or a Treifa, where obviously that type of thing is even more than a mum. A Yotzei Dofen, which is delivered by Caesarean, and a Tumtum and an Androgynous, they are lo kedoshim. If you were made them into a Tumura, the Tumura would not be Chal, and if they were Kodesh themselves, you were maimer them on a Bemas Cholin, they would not be Kodesh. And we're going to see what the logic to that is and why it's different than a Balmum Yikara. Esther Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that he says there's no difference between shogeg and mazid by tumura, but there is by kodesh. That's because Omar Kra, hu utumurato yiyeh kodesh. Remember that extra word yiyeh is an existential term, which means no matter what the circumstances, it is so. And that is rabot shogeg kemezid. What exactly do you mean, though, when you say shogeg kemezid? Eichi dami shogeg kemezid. Omar Chizkiah, what we're talking about is a guy thinks that he knows what he's doing, but he thinks it's mutter to do that. He thinks that it's simply a type of pinyon. So kasufar shu mutar lamir, and shogeg in kachim, what would be the meaning of shogeg b'kachim? He was magdish bali mumin to the mizbeach, which is an iser, and he thought it was mutter. So gabe tmura, you would get malkot, because it says yet, but gabe kodashim, it's like any other case, where if you did it b'shogeg, you don't get malkot lishnachrina. Obviously, in the second lashon, you don't get malkot even by tmura because you were a shogeg vis-a-vis the malkot. The difference is by tmura it would be kodesh b'shogeg. By kodeshim it wouldn't even be kodesh, but definitely you would never get malkot because the fact of yiyeh only defines its status. It doesn't define that you should be punished for it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we're talking about a different type of shogeg. He knew it was usur, except that he thought to say the word tmurat olah. And instead, accidentally, he said tmurat shlamim, or lishnachrina. Kasava lomar shachor. He meant to say the black animal should be the tmura instead of this. And instead he said the white animal should be the tumura. So by tumura, he gets malkot because the tumura is chal anyway, even though it wasn't the thing that he intended to say. It's not pivli bo shavim. But by kodashim, it's not kodesh. And therefore, even if in that case it was a balmun, and you would get, normally you get malkot for being makish a balmun, where you made a mistake in identification of what the animal is that is about to come out of the door, and you say that animal, the white animal, and it wasn't a white animal, it was a dark animal, or vice versa, you would not get malka by kutch. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, again, this of course makes the previous girsa a little bit confusing, that's why it says Rish Lokish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in the previous case. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we're talking about where he never had kavana to be meimir at all. We're talking about a case where he said about the behemas hegdesh, which was a kosher animal, it was tmima. He said, teitzei zo, vitikanes zo. What he meant was that this, he thought that you could be motzi et tamim, he thought you could be motzi et pechulim, the way you could be motzi et ba'alab mum. And so, that's what he thought he was doing. So, gabe kachim, what it means is that he thought, starting with kachim, but got a mum, and he ate them without opinion. And he thought that the only time Nolad ben mum, they're ne'achalim without opinion. And the only time you need opinion is if they don't have a mum. So the guy doesn't know what he's doing. That's the shogeg. So therefore, by kachim, he's not lucky, but by tmura, he is lucky. Rav Sheshet Amar, ba'omer ekanes l'bayet zeh, v'aktish v'amir midati, v'nichnas v'amir v'aktish lo midato. He is a very confused guy. So he's a Baal Machshavot, one of these really deep guys, maybe a chess player, you know, like in the chess club in New York, and looking, searching for Bobby Fischer. Anyway, so this guy is a little bit weirdo. So he knows that he gets, like, spacey. So before he goes into the house, he says, look, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to go into my house, and I'm going to be doing this tomorrow. I'm going to make this kodesh. And he goes into the house, and he completely spaces out. And he does this, but he has no idea what he's doing. Afterwards, you ask him, what did you say? Did I say something? So by tmura, that's enough to get him malkot, because he initially intended, because of the yiyah. By kachim, he's just mitasek, he doesn't know what he's doing. Rabbi Elazar omer, hakilayim, v'yatrifa, v'yotzi dofen, tumtum, v'androgynous, are neither kodesh b'tmura, nor makdishim b'tmura. Omar Shmuel, that's what he means. When he says lo kidoshim, that's not kodesh. He means they're not kodesh b'tumura. And when he says lo makdishim, he means they're lo makdishim la sot tumura, as we explained it. Tanya Omar Rabbi Meir, if they can't be kodesh in the first place, why do we have to say that they can't be makdish? That's a weird thing to say. So they never got the kedusha, so be'echa makdishim. You have to explain it like this, that e atamot, it's the only case you could possibly say it's talking about, is where you were makdish a behema and then it became a treifa. That you could say. Or you were makdish an animal as a vlad and then it was delivered by Caesarean. But how are you going to deal with Kalayim Vatumtum Vandrogans? I mean, Kalayim Vatumtum Vandrogans, obviously that part was referring to, because they'll never become Kodesh. That doesn't change. So you cannot find a case where they were originally Kodesh. So there, Yatamot, the case over there could only be if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about Vladot Kodeshim. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Vlad can be Oseh Tumura. So there, yes, we could have a case where it would be a Tumtum and Androgyn. What it's saying is it wouldn't be Oseh Tumura. Okay. Omar Rava, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer, why is he saying that these things, Bechlah, cannot have Kedusha Tumura? Isn't a Baal Mum also normally not shaykh to Kedusha Mishina? Nonetheless, you can make a Tumura. So why are these things worse than a Baal Mum? What's his svara? His svara is that he considers it to be Kidei Matmiya. It's not a Baal Mum. It's as if it's a species that's not shaykh to Kedusha Tamizbeah. Ma Bei Matmiya lo kreva. At all, they can't be brought in the Mizbeach, and there's no way that Kedushat HaGuf can ever be no chet on them. I'm like, Pablo Rava, I don't understand. You're saying this like you're taking it out of a hat. You haven't explained why it's different than a Baal Mum, but Baal Mum also can't be brought in the Mizbeach. And nonetheless, Nachta La Kedushat HaGuf, if you make it a Tumura. So you haven't explained why it's different. Amarle said, Rava, the Rav Papa, there is a difference. Because a Baal Mum, maybe this particular animal can't be Karev. But in this particular type of animal, it can be Karev. I'm saying this is like a different species, that's my point. So, if it's just a Baal Mum, it's an individual issue. It's not a genetic change. So it's Karev Bimino, basically. But these things, Kelayim, it's not Karev at all. Tumtum, Androgynous, these are changes in a type of animal. It's not an individual as much as it enters into a different set. Yes, Gemara. So, I mean, you could say that a treifa nami should get a tumura because treifa is definitely an individual problem. Why is that different than a Baal Mum? It's like a super moon, that's all. So this time the moon penetrated its lungs. No. What's the difference? So that's not a good enough explanation. Okay. Here's the point. Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning is that the cases that are listed are like a Behema Tameya, in the sense that, just like Behema Tameya is a psul goof, so too, this is a psul in the goof. It's a problem of what type of body it has. Masha'inke, lafuki ba'amum, where it's only a psul in a chisaron. It's not a psul in what type of animal it is. It's a psul in it's missing something. So that, okay, it's missing a digit, it's missing a piece of cartilage from an ear, but that's not a different type of functional body. It's a form, whereas the others are not forms. They're different types. I don't see that either. Look. Yeah. Yeah, or born differently. But the problem is that it does say Sarua Vikalut by Mumi, okay? Sarua Vikalut are genetic changes, and they're listed under Mumi. So those are places where the hooves never separated and so on, right? I mean, you can't say that's a Chisaron. That's a different, I mean, according to you, that's a different species, and therefore Tumura shouldn't be found on this.
Kalut even looks different.
Looks, but looks doesn't bother us, but it's form different, it's different bodies.
That's my point.
Yeah. No, that's not your point.
More than Sarua. More than.
Yes, but the point is that how did it get that way? Not because it's clustered, but because it genetically changed. So it's clearly a different goof. And those things are nonetheless, they're psula goof, and nonetheless the kedushas haguf is chal on them, just like it's chal on all balim women. You have not addressed the difference between that and this at all. I'm sorry. Elo Marova. Okay, I mean it slightly differently. Rabbi Eliezer's story is that it's like a Behema Tameya in a slightly different way. Just like a Behema Tameya basically has nothing leka b'mina. It doesn't have anything like it that is brought in the Mizbeah. Av kol de leka b'mina. So too, any type of psul which doesn't have ever a case where it would be brought. But she'inkein a bal mum does have a case where it would be the mina, and that is where it doesn't have that mum. So what are you going to tell me? Why is that different than a treifa? Treifa is the same thing, right? That's what you're going to tell me. You're going to say a treifa, an animal like this, it isn't a treifa. Ika b'mina? No, that's not a kasha. Why? Because it's lo danya la bal mum. It's not the same as a bal mum in that a behemah tmeya is a asura b'achila, and a treif is a asura b'achila. So obviously the Torah has redefined the species in this case. The Torah has made a treifa similar to a different species of behemah tmeya. Mashenkin, if something is a bal mum, it doesn't even register in terms of a hedyot's sense of what is this animal. What do you mean, what is this animal? It's a regular animal. It's a regular animal. It has a cut in its lip. Huh? Are you crazy? So as we understand that that has zero implications under normal circumstances, it clearly has nothing to do with the type of animal in terms of the way the Torah identifies it. It has to do with whether it's pretty or not, essentially. Okay. That's the difference. Since it's Asur Bachila, I view it as the equivalent of being a different species. At least that's, I'm saying that's what Rabbi Yasser views it as. Omer Shmuel, how magdish et ha-treifa, kedushat ha-guf is chal on a treifa, and you need a mum kavua before you can be poted it. So the treifa per se is not the equivalent of a mum kavua. So if that's the case, you see, Shubamina from Shmuel, that first of all, you see that you can be poted. Which, what are you going to do with it? Can't eat it. So Shema Amino from him that put him at the Kodeshim Lachilan Laklavin. So he holds that, I mean, I thought the halacha is all over the input in the Kodeshim Lachilan Laklavin. Shmuel's arguing that, like, the normative halacha all over the place. Sorry, says him, no, you're right, we got it wrong. Ela'ema, what Shmuel said was like this, that if your magdish a treifa, it is ose kidusha in terms of lamut. That's what that means. Take out the part of Motelah and so on. It's Ose Kedusha in terms of Lamut. In other words, it's real Kedusha, and you can't be paid. And therefore, there's nothing to do with it. And if it dies, you're going to have to be paid for it. Lagot Sile Mugdash. That's the point that he was making. Rabbi Oshaya Omer, that if you're Magdish Treif, there's Bechlal no Kedusha Taguf. It's like being Magdish Damim, like Eitzim Vavanim Bovad. You're paid it, Eitzim Vavanim, do whatever you want with them. You're paid it this treif, it'd be machlet l'klavim also, because there was never Kedusha Guf on it. Ask the Gemara on Shmuel, what exactly, now here again we run into our gears of problems, where this whole next piece, as Rashi explains, the sheet explains, doesn't belong here. This has been inserted from the Gemara elsewhere, where we start this way, it does belong. But what we should do is skip this piece, not Tashma, but go down to the Tzna. Tzna. Kol, we're going to see, we're going to get to this eventually, but this is the wrong place. Tzna. Kol HaKadashim, Shinasu Treifa. It says in the Braita, in the Mishnah, that when you make a Treifa, and now they're only Roy Lachila, they became treifa afterwards. So in other words, originally they got kedushat haguf, ein podim otam, lafi she'ein podim et hakodeshim lachilon leklavi. So since there's nothing you're going to be able to do with it, you're not allowed to be paid it. Now, what do you see from here? That the problem in the pidyon is the fact that they were once kodesh b'kedushat haguf. Look at the words. Kol hakodeshim she'na'asu treifa. That became treifa as kodeshim. But had they been Kodesh, had they been treifa before they became Kodeshim, there wouldn't have been even an issue, which completely undermines Shmuel's taina. Shmuel says they can become Kodesh, lamut. Here it says clearly not. So taima said inside, why is it that we cannot be put in lachilon leklavim? Because only because na'asu, they had already been Kodesh, they became treifa. But hayu mi'ikara, had they been treifa mi'ikara, then you'd actually be able to be part of them completely. Not like Shmuel says, that Kedusha is Yoreh Lamut. And so the Gemara, fine. You can't ask a kash on Shmuel, because maybe this Tana is basically, he holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, the Kolecha, the Luchazi Laguf, the Lunachta Lakadushat Aguf. I mean, that's in the Mishnah itself, we already saw that there's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer who holds that, when he said, Akilahim Vatreif, and so on. So how do you know that this isn't a Tana, that it holds exactly like that? Maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer himself. In which case, there's no question at all on Shmuel, because it certainly does not have to be going consistent with what Rabbi Eliezer is going on, even a Rabbana. Now this piece as well, and it is actually brought before, according to Rashi, so that we should have started with this, okay? Okay, so let's just realize that according to the way in which the Shita had it, this piece would have been learned in place of that previous piece. So here's where we get to the Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Tashma. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Hakilayim v'yotzei dofen v'treif v'tudzah hadroganis lo kedoshim v'lo magdishim. And Shmuel explained that to me, in Omer Shmuel, lo kedoshim b'tumura v'lo magdishim lasot tumura v'tanya Omer Rebbe Meir. How in the world do you expect that to make any sense? If they can't even become kodesh, how could they bake a tumura? Explains already, but what is that saying? That had it been treifa miikara, then lo nachta lo kedushat hagufim. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. That you were first magish the behema, and only then it became a treifa. According to Shmuel, what's the problem? Shmuel holds you could be magish even a treifa. And we're coming up with the chiddush of nu, despite the fact you could be makish it, you can't use it to make a tumura. What's the problem? So you see from Rabbi Meir that it's completely ridiculous. Answers the Gemara that, and again, this is the piece that belonged before. This may also be going a libra. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, if you can't use it, then it is indeed not shaykh to kedushat haguf, even to be lamut, even to require kvura after its death. Forget about pidyon. That's a different issue. That ain't put in the kodeshim, lachil on the klavim. Hadran alach yesh bekarbanot, and find a nail at the back. We netter, of course. Sabah Josh isn't here. Our president isn't here. Gabi, maybe you do the bli netter. There we go. Okay. Begin the Elu Gemishna. Elu Kodashim Shavlototeyem Utmurotayem Kayot Seibehem. The following types of Kedusha are Korbanos have Kedusha that gives their Vladot exactly the same din. On the Mizbeach, all of the dinim are the same. The Tmura has all of the dinim the same. And they are Vlad Shlamim. And the Tumura of Shlamim. And, which as a matter of fact, it's not only the Vlad, it's Vladan, Uvladad Vladan, Ad Sof Kol Olam, it could be the great-great-great-grandchild of a Shlamim. It is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shlamim, with all of the Dinim of a Shlamim on the Zbeach, including the Smicha of the Baalim, including the Nesachim, including Trufat Chazav Eshok, that are given to the Kohen. These are all special Dinim in the Shlamim. And apply automatically to a Vlad Shlomim, even though nobody made it Kaddish. Ask the Gemara, given the Tana Vladan and Vlad Vladan, what is the point of saying Atzov Kalolam? You've already told me that not only the child, it's okay, that's like maybe similar to Kedusha Rishayna, but even his Vlad Vladan, it's obviously Atzov Kalolam, it means that that's the din. Why would I think it gets attenuated? Answers the Gemara, because Tana Didan Shan, the Rebbe Eliezer, he heard Rebbe Eliezer Shita, who said before, actually we're going to find him in the continuation of the Mishnah in a moment, that the din is that you have to be machnis of Vlad Shlomim into a kippah and allow it to die, to starve. The Omer Leitana Didan, so he was saying to Rebbe Eliezer, listen here, don't give me that kind of stuff. Forget about Vladan. Lomi by Vladan, the Lomodin Alacha. I would never agree to something like that with a vlad shlomo. I don't care if it would be 100 generations. I would never agree with these. Lashon of guzma to make it very clear that we don't accept Rav Elazar's tenet. Now, in the Mishnah it says that it's both the vlad shlomo and the tumuras din shlomo. What's the makar for this? Binan emilin. The Torah Rabbanan by Shlomim, it says, Ve'im zevach shlomim korbanon. And then it starts going through. Im in abakaru makriv, im zachar, im nekeva, tamim yakriv. And it keeps saying im. So im zachar, im nekeva. So the zachar is coming to be marbe, that even a vlad is a shlomim. This is a grand statement. Why would I need a pasuk? Valodinu? Isn't it clear that vlad shlomim should be Kodesh from a Kavachomer from Tumurat Shlomim? If you say that this is the by Tumurat, I'm going to ask you later how you know that that's true. But you say that this is the in the Tumurat. So if it's true about a Tumurat, my Tumurat, She'ein Yidulei Hegdesh. Tumurat doesn't come out of Hegdesh, it's an arbitrary application of Hegdesh. And none of thus the din is that it's Kreva with all of the dinim. The Vlad, which comes directly out of the Hegdesh, Enodim She'ikarev. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good kavachomer because malat rush can hagid the kolakodashim. Tomar the vlad shenon hagid the kolakodashim. The din of tamura is universal. The din of vladot is not universal. I mean, there's no such thing as a vlad of an ayla. By definition, the ayla is a zakra. There's no such thing as a vlad of an asham. An asham is a zakra. So fine, I understand that a universal din may in fact apply on the mizbeach universally. Who's to say that a din that's limited to specific cases would be true on the Mizbeach, have the same din as its Makar. That doesn't prove anything. Okay, so therefore maybe it's Eino Karev, all the Eino Nelech B'chol HaKadashim. So that's why I need the Pasek. I might have thought that we don't give it all of the din because it's not Nelech across the board. Talmud Lomar Zachar L'Rabotet HaVlad. That's why it says Zachar to teach me that even a Vlad is also brought on Mizbeach. Why does it say Nekiva? Nekeva is coming, l'rabot et hatmura. So, the word Nekeva is coming also to include tmura. Okay. So now, there's a little bit of question over here of why we think that it's extra, the word Nekeva. Because if it said Zachar, then obviously it does need to say Nekeva, because otherwise I would think Zachar is dafka. It was, once you have Zachar and Nekeva, then you can't ask both of them are extra, because if you wrote Zachar, then you need to write Nekeva to make sure that we don't make the mistake of thinking that Zachar means only Zachar. So the Shita asks this question, and he answers that Zachar and Nekeva was already said beferish in the whole pasuk of Shlamim min Atzon. So when we talk about Shlamim min Abakar, it should not be necessary. Okay. In any event, but getting back to the Gemara. So now, one we're darshening from the Nekeva to be marve tmura, in the ela tmura tmimim. You might think, okay, if the behemoth itself that was used as a source of the tmura was going to be brought on the mizbeach because it itself is a tamim, so then fine, that I can bring. And as a matter of fact, I would think that's only a vlad where the mother was a tamima. But how about if it would be a vlad of a balmum? How about if it would be a tmura of a balmum? Minayin, how do we know that even that, although the mother itself, or the mother in the broadest sense, the source of the Kedusha, could not be brought on the Mizbeah, that nonetheless that which is its child, secondary, that could be brought on the Mizbeah? Talmud Lomar, im. The point over here is that the X word, im zachar, is extra. Tami, rabot vlad balimumin, and im nekeva is extra, to be marbe vlad tmurat balimumin. Although Rav Safla baya, isn't this a little bit weird? Because nekevot are usually the ones that have the vladot. Wouldn't my verses say im zachar would be tmura, and nekeva would be the vlad? But it's funny to do it in that direction. So why don't we do it the other way around? The epuchana. Let's use im zachar to be marbe tmura, and im nekeva to be marbe vladot. Says Abai, no, I'll tell you why, because the mistava, mimakom shenitraptat mat mimi nitraptat mura ba'alai mumi. He thought, Abai, that the only kasha was why we're using the im to be marva. So he says, well, obviously, if nekeva is a reference to tamura, so in nekeva is tamura of a balmo. But of course, that wasn't the question. The question was, then he says to him, what is it? You think that's all my problem is? Why are we using the im zakhar to teach me the din of vladot of Bali Mumin and in nekeva teach me the din of tamura? I'm asking about the inker drush. I'm a kule kruk, I'm asking you. Why did you reverse the entire limud? Is weird. Why don't we say zakhar is marba tamura, nekeva is marba vladot, and then the im of each one is marba appropriately, the mother or the theoretical mother being a balad mum or marlay? That's because vlad, forget about where it comes from. The word vlad, is that lashon zakhar, lashon nekeva? Zakhar. The word tumura is lashon zakhar, lashon nekeva, nekeva. So memela, the lashon and the pasuk of zakhar and nekeva is matim to the remes of what it is we're going to learn out from them, not the theoretical interaction between a mother and a child. That's not the point. So therefore, vlad lashon zakhar mashma, tumura lashon nekeva mashma. Okay, so we now learn that a shlomi balad mum that has a vlad or a tumura. That is a tamima, et kodesh. So now, when you say et kodesh, we said, bring it on the mizbeach. Gets all of the dinner. Even though the behemoth that you took it from would itself not be karev. That im is totally marva. The aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if somebody's mafresh in the keva for an ola, which obviously doesn't make any sense, and it has a zakhar, it gives birth to a zakhar, that zakhar can be brought on the mizbeach, even though the mother cannot be brought on the mizbeach. In a sense, there's no bigger mum for an animal that has to be a zakhar than to be a nekeva. So because of that, it's teaching here too, that in the same way that that's true, by a vlad of a eula, so to speak, that was supposed to be zakhar, so here too, it's true. Why would I think otherwise? Because I'll tell you. Now the time I would have thought that where did Reb Lazar say this? That a vlad is korev, even though the mother is in korev. Dafka by an oila. Why? Because an oila can be, the shame ola can be chalan in the kiva. Why? Because of ola ta'ov. So this is ola ta'ov, a chayach, to be, it's not, we're not makbid on zakhav in the kiva. Because of that, the shame ola didn't fall off of it. And therefore, the vlad is kodesh. Vashenke vladot vebeima balat mum. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer would be made that they're not korev at all because the mother certainly you can't call a shlomi because bali mumin are never grave and malam is beyak. Therefore, we need our mishnah mikamashmal that even vladot vebeimot shlomi have a balat mum or korev gamim is beyak. But it would be still the svara of Rebbe Eliezer who says that an eilat nekeva etz yaledet can actually be brought directly on the mizbeach if it gives birth to a zachar. Barapada Amar, Barapada says no. It never meant that a balat mum who has a child or a tmura that it would be brought on the mizbeach. When we said that it's kodesh, we only meant l'riya, that you have to wait until it gets a bal mum and then you're paid it. The value of it is brought on the mizbeach as a shlom. And therefore, it does not have to be going a little bit to Lezer, but be going a little bit to Divrei HaKol, because the Chachomim that argue on Rebbe Lezer also made it, that an Olat Nekevah had a child, that's a male, it goes into pasture, and we're paid that. And, in fact, we find that there's a machlokis about this, Rav Amar Likarev, Alim Rebbe Lezer, Rav Papa Amar Lemiya, to Divrei HaKol. So this machloket that we have here is actually a machloket. Same machlokas that we have over here between Bar Pada and Shmuel is a machlokas that we also have between Rav and Rebbe Elazar and Rav Papa. Okay, so we see in the Braita that we're going to be marred by the Vlad of a Tumura Shlomim, Vlad rather and Tumura Shlomim that are from a Balad Mum, from Im Zachar Im Nekeva. Now there's a Braita and a Tana and a Braita who learns it out from somewhere else. Not from Im Zachar Im Nekeva, but from the pasuk that says, "Rak Kodeshecha Asher Yiyu Lach, Unedorecha Tisa Ubata La Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem ועשית עולותיך הבשר והדם על מזבח השם אלוקיך, ודם זבחיך ישפך על מזבח השם אלוקיך, והבשר תאכל. Then our darshan is step by step. Rak kodshecha. So that's a reference to a tmura. Elu tmurot. Asher yiyu lecha refers to vodot. Tisa uvata. You might think that that means that tisa uvata yachoyach nisenu lebeta bechira. You might think you should bring them in and just leave them there and not feed them. So they should die. Yimnami amayim umazon kadeshi yamutu. And that's the pshat, tisa uvata. Talmud lomar, therefore the pasuk continues, v'yasita lotecha basar v'adam. Kederech sh'ata noig ba'ola, ata noig b'tmura v'nala. It's exactly the same halacha. Kederech sh'ata noig b'shlamim, kach ata noig b'vladei shlamim, u'b'tmurat shlamim. You might think, yoko kol ha'kodashim ken, that v'lad and tmura should be brought in his behalf, talmud lomar, rak, to be memayit, that only a tmurat ola, and a vlad and tmurat of shlamim, are brought on the Mizbeach, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. We're going to see in a moment which korban we are not including. Because we didn't talk about this before. So says Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't have to be Mamayat from Rak. Because Hare Omer, Asham Hu. From the word Hu, we learn that only Hu can be brought on the Mizbeach, but a Tmurat Asham cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it obviously is not a Vlad Hashem, because it's a male. But basically, we don't need a pasuk to tell me that we're not going to be marba all tmura, because the Torah already told us, don't bring a tmurat Hashem on the Mizbeach. Okay, now, you said, Omar Mar, you said that from the word tisa uvata, el hamakom, I would think that I'm supposed to pick up this animal, carry it from all the way one end of Eretz Yisrael, bring it into the Beit HaMikdash to let it drop dead. I think that's a little strange. Yolcho yach nisenu lebeit ha-bechira, let it drop dead. Well, Mina, take it. Where is that? Where would you get such an insane hama, Mina? The Torah says bring it to the Beit HaBechira. How could it mean to bring it that it should drop dead? Why would you bring it to the Beit HaBechira to drop dead? It's crazy. There's got to be a basis for this. Hakiva, the Gamre, Chamesh Chata'ot. The din is, we learn how to look at the Moshe Misina. A five Chata'ot metot, which you call a Vlad Chata'at and a Tmurat Chata'at. Isn't that mashma that any other Tmura, other than a Chata'at, is going to be able to be brought? I mean, so where would you get even the idea that there's some kind of weird limitation? So I would say that Hanach Mikrav Krave, no? What's your Havamina? Says the I do have Havamina, because I might have thought like this. The Chamesh Chatot Meitot are a very unusual halach. Take a carbon, it's a perfectly good carbon, but because of the fact that it's a tumor, because of the fact that the Baalim was Mitzkaper Ba'acher, because it got too old in between, or because it was lost, or whatever. So now I put it into a thing and I let it die. That's like a whole new type of halach. So when the Torah gives me a list of Chamesh Chatot Meitot, it stirs in me the question of whether that din of Chamesh Chatot Meitot, and by the way, it's a very important stirring, because the truth is, Kol Shebechatat Meita Ba'asham Ro'a. So there is an extension of this din into other korbanos, because an asham, a tumurat asham, obviously can have a vlad, but an asham Shetchaper Ba'ala Ba'acher, an asham Sha'alfer Shemach, and so on, has exactly the same din, except you don't let it die, you let it get a more. Fine. So I would have thought maybe other type of korbanot, other than those two, are included in the general halacha, except that we don't do it anywhere. We bring them to the Beit HaMikdash to do it. So ma de tema chamesh katot meitot b'chol makom she drop it, and these should be brought to sovat al makom, because we have already a makor of a weird halacha. So mashmalan that no, it means bring it to the Beit HaMikdash to put it on the Mizbeach. Oh, my mind. Then you continued on to say, Yochalav Kol HaKadoshim came, Tabaloma Rak Kodeshech. You might think I could bring the Tmura Vlad of any Korban. Yes, the Gemara, when you're saying a Vlad or Tmura of any Korban, Kamashma not of any Korban, which not? Vlad, which one? Vlad Daman is not included. An Oilo? An Oilo can't have a Vlad, sorry. It's a zocher. So it can't mean a klal v'nayla. So it's lav baruludehu, a zocher less seen, never had a child. And if you talk about a vlad of what? A vlad of a tumor of a chatas? I don't need that pasuk to tell me that. I have halacha l'mashmi Sinai, that's one of the, or two, out of the five of chamesh chatarot ha-mitot. So I know, gemirei lo have halacha l'mashmi Sinai, to l'mita kaima no havamina, that I'm supposed to be makir of them. If it's talking about an osham, the din is that anything that b'chatat is meta, then by an osham is as l'ri'iyah. It goes out to pasture till it gets a moon. So b'chosh b'chatat meta b'asham ro'a. So I don't understand what we are talking about. And it appears that you're bringing a pasuk to be mamay at something that doesn't exist. So the Gemara doesn't exist. It does. Because I might have thought, lola b'chatat. Vlad chatat, I could have said, that the hilchata gemirala is that it's lemita, and the pasuk of rakot ha'shecha is coming to be mamay at not bringing it on the mizbeach. Excuse me? You say it's dead, but in a pasuk, tell me, not to bring it on this bayah. I don't know what you're talking about. I understand, it's Haba HaTalia. Obviously, if I'm supposed to let it drop dead, so clearly it's not going to be brought on this bayah, right? Kiva Dolomita Aslam, Mamela, it's not going to be Korev. What I mean is this. The Hilchata is coming to tell me about the Chatat. Pasuk is coming to tell me about a Tumurah of an Asha. No, because that's also, we just said that. By kol shebechatat meita b'asham ro'a. He says, well, that's true, but really, Ella, the truth is, I do know it from Lach Lamashim Sinai, that they're not karev, and the tumor, Vlad is not karev, tumor is not karev, but I still need a pasuk. Because what would be the din if I didn't listen? What if I went ahead and it was makrev, right? The offer makrev, for instance, makrev of a lot of achatos, or a tumor of an asham. Okay? So I would say, look, I was over on, I did something wrong. But what I need to know is now that the din is, okay, I did something wrong, so it was over in an essay. I need to know, however, that the din is, it's a lava babaklal essay. It's an essay. I wouldn't have known that from halacha l'mashmi Sinai at all.